And the pasuk continues, "Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemer," and Hashem said to Moshe, saying, "Shamati et tlunos bnei Yisrael. I have heard the complaints of the bnei Yisrael. Daber aleihem, speak to them lemer, saying, Bein ha'abayim toichlu basar. In the evening they will eat meat. Uvaboyket tisbu lachem, and in the morning they will become satisfied with bread. Vidatem, and you will know ki ani Hashem lekechem, and you will know I am Hashem your God." And the Mefarshim discuss what exactly is this Dibur of Hashem to Moshe in Pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, adding to the Dibur that he said already earlier in Pasuk Dalet, "Hineni mamti lochem lechem min hashamayim." The Malbim explains that in Pasuk Dalet he did not mention the basar, he only mentioned bread. And the reason for that is because they were only deserving and they only needed bread because the bread ran out. That is what the pasuk is adding in pasuk Yud Beis. Shomati es tlunos bnei Yisrael. Hashem is saying, I heard the complaints that the bnei Yisrael have, asking for things that they don't need, and therefore tell them that bein ha'abayim toichlu basar. Not only will you have bread, but I will show you also that I can give you meat. The Ayin Ramban, who also discusses what is being added in the dibur of pasuk Yud Aleph and pasuk Yud Beis, and the pasuk continues. And it was in the evening, Vatal Haslov, and the slov, which was a fat bird, came up, Vatachas es hamachane, and it covered the camp. In the morning, there was a layer of dew around the machane. This is referring to the layer of dew that was on top of the mun. As we said earlier, it was kemunach bekufsa. The mun was lying as if in a box. There was tal on top, like the pasuk says here, and in another pasuk it explains that the mun fell on top of dew, which means that the dew was on bottom. So there was dew on top and dew on bottom. Batal shichvas hatal, and the layer of dew rose, as dew always rises in the morning to the sight and the warmth of the sun. So when the dew rose, behine al pnei hamidbar dak mechuspas, and behold, there was all over the desert dak, something thin, mechuspas. Rashi says three explanations in the word mechuspas. Either dak, something thin, mechuspas, was revealed, or dak, something thin, mechuspas, was boxed in, or dak, mechuspas, something thin, was peeled away. Dak, kakfar, ala oritz. Targum says, dak, thin, like avnei gir. He adds words to the pasuk. It was dak, it was thin. In what way it was thin? It was thin like gear stones. Kakfar ala oritz, lying hard like ice on the ground. Rashi learns, dak, it had a thin covering on top of it. Kakfar ala oritz, spread out like ice on the ground. Vayiru v'nei Yisrael, and the v'nei Yisrael saw, vayomru, when they said, ish el ochiv, one to his brother, manhu, this is a preparation for food. This is only a forespice. This is only something that we eat as a snack. It didn't look like a whole meal. Ki lo yodu mahu, they did not know what it was to call it by its name. Vayomer Moshe aleihem, and Moshe said to them, Hu ha'alechem ashanosna Hashem lochem le'ochlo. This is the bread that Hashem gave you, not only for a snack, but rather to eat. This will fill you up. Zeh hadover asher tziva Hashem. This is the thing that Hashem commanded. Liktu mimenu, take from it ish lefi ochlai, each one according to what he will eat. How much is that? Oimer lagogelis, a oimer per person. Mispar nafshe seichem, according to the number of people in your house, for each person you have a oimer. Ish lasher by oholai tikachu, for every member in the house you should take one oimer. Ayasu chen bnei Yisrael, and the bnei Yisrael did like that. Vayilketu, and they gathered hamarbe vahamamit, one who took more and one who took less. Vayamoidu va'omer, and when they came home, they measured to the size of the omer. Hedef hamarbe v'hamamet lohechzir. Even though some took more and some took less, everybody came out the same. The marbe and the mamet all ended up with an omer. Ish lefi ochlei lakatu. Each one took according to his need of eating, which is an omer per person. The pasuk seems to say on one hand, vayasu chein bnei Yisrael, that the Yidden did the right thing. On the other hand, it says, "Vayilketu hamar bevahamamet," that some took more and some took less. How can the pasuk say, "Vayasu chein bnei Yisrael," they did the right thing, if some were taking more and some were taking less? Maskil David explains that the marbe and the mamet were really doing the right thing. Hashem was adding a specialness to the lakita of the mud. He was telling Klal Yisrael, there is no need for you to be exact when you take the mud, to take exactly an oimer, but rather, you can go out into the field and estimate about how much an oimer is, and when you come back home, you'll see it will be exactly an oimer. And that is what the pasuk is saying, Vayasu chen b'nei Yisrael. The Yidden acted correctly. Vayiltu hamar b'vamamet. And they did like Hashem said. The one who took more and the one who took less, they only estimated. And when they came into the house, the pasuk says in pasuk Yudches, everybody ended up with an oimer. Vayomer Moshe aleihem. And Moshe said to them, Ish, al yoiser mimenu ad boiker. Nobody should leave over any month till the next day. It was a special law that had in it emuna. A person had to be mamin and believe that tomorrow there will be more mun, and therefore nobody should leave over from today's mun to tomorrow. And here Moshe was just repeating the tzivui that Hashem told him earlier in Pasuk Dalet, that every person should take on that day for that day. And here Moshe is relating it to Klal Yisrael, that nobody should leave over till the morning. And there were people that did not listen to Moshe. These people were Dasan and Aviram. Vayasiru Anoshim Imenu Akbaiker. And Anoshim, Dasan and Aviram left over mun until the morning. Vayorum Toiloim. They became wormy. Vayivash. And they smelled. Rashi says the order is reversed. It smelled first and then it was wormy. Because that is the way of something that becomes wormy. First it smells and then it becomes wormy. Vayiksoif Alehem Moshe. And Moshe got very angry at Dasan and Aviram. And the Yidden gathered the mun every morning, each one according to his amount he will eat. And the sun heated up in the middle of the day, and melted the remaining mun, whatever was left in the fields, melted and became a liquid, in which the deers and the gazelles would drink the liquidy mun. And when the goyim would come and hunt these deers and gazelles, and they would eat from them, they would have the taste of the mun inside of them. And from here, the goyim were able to see the greatness of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and what the taste of the mun was, and what Klal Yisrael was eating for 40 years in the Midbar. Vayihi bayoyim hashishi. And it was on the sixth day. Lokatu lechem mishneh. They brought everything into their houses, and when they brought everything home, they saw that what they took was double. Shnei ha'omer lo echad. It was two omer per person. Vayavoyu kol nasiyei ha'edo vayagidu l'Moshe. And all the nasiyim came, and they told Moshe what happened here. We see that everything is double. From here we see that Moshe did not relate to Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Shabbat. Earlier, Hashem told Moshe there was a mitzvah of Shabbos in Pasuk Hey. V'hoyo bayom ha'shishi ve'echinu es asher yoviu v'hoyo mishneh al asher yilketu yoim yoim. He told Moshe to tell them about Shabbos. It seems that over here, Moshe never related to them the mitzvah of Shabbos. And Rashi explains that's why we find further on in Pasuk Chav Ches, where Hashem is admonishing Klal Yisrael. He says to Moshe and Aharon, Ad ono me'antem, till when will you refuse to listen to my mitzvahs? Why was Moshe and Aharon, why were they included in the admonishment? And the reason is because Moshe did not relate the mitzvah of Shabbos to Klal Yisrael right away. And since he did not do that, therefore he was included in the admonishment of Ad ono me'antem, till when will you, Moshe and Aharon, refuse to listen to me? And the pasuk continues, pasuk Chaf Gimel. Vayomer aleihem, and Moshe said to them, Hu asher diber Hashem. This is what Hashem had commanded me already. The mitzvah of Shabbos that I did not relate to you. Shabbosoin, Shabbos kodesh l'Hashem bochor. The holy Shabbos will be tomorrow. Es asher toifu efu. Whatever you will bake, bake now for 2 days. Es asher tevashlu bashelu. And whatever you cook, cook now for 2 days. And everything that remains, hanichu lochem lemishmeres ad haboiker, leave over as a safekeeping until tomorrow, which is Shabbos. Vayanichu oisei ad haboiker, and the Yidden left over the mun from Friday till Shabbos morning. Kasher tziva Moshe, just like Moshe had commanded. V'loy hivish, it did not smell. V'rima loy hoyasav boy, and it did not become wormy. Vayomer Moshe echlu hayoyim. And Moshe said, eat today, Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem, because today is Shabbos to Hashem. Hayom Loisim Tzau Basodeh. Today you will not find it in the field. And Rashi explains this pasuk in the following manner: the Yidden came to Moshe on Shabbos morning and asked Moshe, should we go out and collect mud this morning? Why were the Yidden asking such a question? Didn't they know already from Moshe's commandment to leave over from Friday to Shabbos that there will not be mud Shabbos morning? And the Mizrahi explains that the Yidden thought that maybe the mud that they cooked, Eshashar Toifu Eifu Veshashar Bashlu Bashelu, the mud that they cooked and the mud that they baked, maybe such mud lasted for 2 days. But if we wanted raw mud that will not be cooked or baked, that we will go out on Shabbos and get. On that, Moshe said, Vayomer Moshe, Ichlu Hayoim. No. Eat this morning what you have in your hands. And the Yidden came back in the afternoon. And they said, should we go out now in the afternoon and collect the mud? As Maskel HaDavid explains, that since on Shabbos there is a chiv of Gimel Sudais, and so the Yidden were asking for this third meal, Shalashudis, this third meal, should we go out and get mud? And that Hashem answered, no, ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem, today is Shabbos, don't even go out for the third meal. So the Yidden started to get nervous, and they thought maybe the mud will not come anymore at all. And that Moshe said, Hayoim loisim tzau basodeh, today you won't find it in the fields, but it will continue coming from tomorrow and on. Sheishes yomim tilketu, for 6 days you should gather the mud. Uvayom hashvi, and on the seventh day, Shabbos, it is Shabbos, lo yiyaboy, there will not be mud. As Rashi explains, that this pasuk is coming to tell us, Uvayom hashvi is coming to add that Yom Kippur, and also on Yomim Tovim, there will not be mud. And it was on the seventh day. They went out from the nation to collect, and they did not find any mud. This was Dasan and Aviram, who went out and did not listen to Moshe, and they went to check if there was mud in the fields on Shabbos morning. And when they were out in the fields and did not see any mud there, they figured, we will go and disprove Moshe. So they took mud that was in their hands from the day before, and they planted it in the fields, as if to show, look, mud did come down on Shabbos. And a nace happened, and the birds came and ate the mud that Dasan and Aviram left in the fields, in order that they would not be able to disprove Moshe and Hashem's command. And because of this, because of the nace that happened through the birds, there is a minog to put out bread for the birds on Parshas B'Shalach, the parsha that discusses the nace that happened with the mun at that time. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Ad ono me antem, till when will you refuse lishmor mitzvosai v'sayroisai, to listen to my mitzvahs and my Torah? As we said earlier, Moshe was included in this admonishment because he did not tell them about Shabbos right away. A second shot Rashi learns is with a mashal that we say, Bahadi Hutza Lucky Karbo. When a person wants to pull out thorns from his garden, he also can pull out some of the cabbage with it. So here, Rishoyim did Averis, Dasan and Aviram went out on Shabbos to check if there will be mun. But since Hashem is punishing Dasan and Aviram, he is admonishing Dasan and Aviram, he also includes the Tzadikim together with it. Together with the Rishoyim, the Tzadikim are also admonished. Bahadi Hutza Loki Karba. And Hashem said to them, Ru'u, see, ki Hashem nosan lochem ha-Shabbos, that Hashem is giving you the Shabbos, and you should not go out on Shabbos to go get mun. Alkein hu nosan lochem b'yom ha-shishi lechem yomoyim. That is why he gives you on Friday double the amount of bread for 2 days. So it is obvious that you should not go out on Shabbos. Shivu ish tachtov, each person should stay in his place. Al yetzei ish mimkoymai b'yom ha-shvi. Nobody should leave his place on the seventh day. The simple meaning of the pasuk is nobody should leave to go out and check for mun on Shabbos. But there is also a hint here that a person is not allowed to go out past his tchum, which is 2,000 amos out of a city or village on Shabbos. And this is learned from this pasuk, Al yetzei ish mimkoymai b'yom ha-shvi. Nobody should leave his place on the seventh day, meaning don't go past Alpayim Amos, 2,000 amos. And the pasuk, Shivu ish tachtov, is adding on that if a person did leave his alpayim amas, he only has another 4 amas to move around. 3 amas, which is the amount that his body needs, and another amma to stretch out his arms and legs. Shivu ish tachtav, each person has the land under him, another 4 amas past the 2,000 amas. But this is only a hint, because tchumim is a din derabbanan, and it cannot be in the Torah. This is only a hint, a remez, to this din. Zakta pasuk vaitim, vayishbisu ham bayom hashvi, and the rested on the seventh day. Vayikru beis Yisrael es shemayimon, and the beis Yisrael, the house of Yisrael, called the name of this food mon. Beis, it does not say bnei Yisrael. Rashi does not say anything over here, but in other places, Rashi always translates beis referring to the men and the women, like we find in Parshas Chukas, Perik Chof, pasuk Chof Tes. By the death of Aharon, it says, "Vayifku es Aharon shloishes yoim koil beis Yisrael." And Rashi explains over there, "Ha'anoshim v'hanoshim, men and women, mourned over Aharon since he was oyev shalom or v'roidev shalom, making peace between husband and wife." So, over here also, the pasuk means to say, "Vayikru beis Yisrael es shemayimon," the men and the women called the name of this food man. Vehu, and the man was kizera gad. It was round like a gad seed. Lavan, it was white. Mitamoy ketzapiches bidvash, and it tasted like something that was fried in honey. The kasha is that in Parshas Baaloscha, Perik Yud Aleph, pasuk ches, the pasuk says that it tasted like l'shad hashomen. It tasted like something that was moisturized in oil. So why over here does it say it tasted like fried in honey, and over there, something that was moisturized in oil? And the Gemara in Yuma says that when it says it tasted like dvash, that was for the children. And when it says it tasted like oil, that was for the zakenim, for the older people. Rashbam learns another pshat. He says that over here it is talking about when you didn't do anything to the man. Then it tasted like ketzapiches bidvash. As opposed to the pasuk in Baloscha, where over there it says, v'tochanu v'rechayim, aydachu bamaducho, ubishlu bapor. You ground it, you crushed it, you cooked it. Then the pasuk says over there, it tasted like l'shad hashomen. And the pasuk continues, v'yomem Moshe, Moshe said, Zeh hadover asher tzivo Hashem. This is the thing that Hashem commanded. Meloi ha'omer mimenu. Fill up a omer's worth, a omer's size of the man. L'mishmeres as a safekeeping l'doris seichem for your generations. L'man yiru es alechem, so that the future generations will be able to see the bread. Asher echalti eschem ba'midbar, that I gave you to eat in the midbar. Bo'itzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, when I took you out of the land of Mitzrayim. Like we'll see in Rashi, that Yirmiyah told the nation of Klal Yisrael, when they said that they don't have time to learn Torah, we have to make parnasa. He said, look what the Yidden had in the Midbar. Look how Hashem supported them. Mun came from the sky, and he took out this tzinsenes haman, this jug full of mun, and he showed them, and he said, there are many ways that Hashem could give parnasa to a person. A person must be oisik in Torah, and not worry about how to be mefarnes, because Hashem has many ways to help people that go in His ways. And that was the purpose of saving this man for future generations. And Moshe said to Aharon, Kach tzintzenes achas, take an earthenware jug, and put inside of it a omer full of mun, v'hanach oisoi lefnei Hashem, and put it before Hashem in front of the Aroin, l'mishmeres as a safekeeping l'doriseichem for your generations. Even though the Mishkan was not put up yet, this pasuk was really said later on. It is just inserted here in the parsha of the mun. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe, v'yanicheu Aaron lefnei ha'edus l'mishmeres. Aaron placed this jug full of mun in front of the Aroin as a safekeeping. Uvenei Yisrael achlu es hamon arbaim shana, and the Yidden ate the mon for 40 years. Ad boyom el eretz neishaves, until they came to the land neishaves that was settled, to the good land, the land that was a settled land, for 40 years, until they actually came into Eretz Yisrael. Es hamon achlu ad boyom el kisei eretz Canaan, they ate the mon until they came to the edge of the land of Canaan. The pasuk seems to be a stira. On one hand, it says they ate the mon until they came el eretz neishaves, until they actually came into Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk at the end says, El Ksei Eretz Canaan, only when they were at the border of Canaan, when they were still in Arvis Moyav, it's mashma that they did not eat the man in Eretz Yisrael itself. And Rashi explains that the man stopped falling from Shemayim on Zion Adar when Moshe died. So in that way, that is what the pasuk is saying, Ad Boyim El Ksei Eretz Canaan. It only fell until they came to the edge of the land of Canaan, till Arvis Moyav, Zion Adar. But that man that they had in their hand on Zion Adar lasted until Tesvav Nisan, a little more than a month. And in that way, the pasuk is saying that they ate it 40 years at Boyim El Eretz Neishaves. They actually had the man that fell from beforehand, and it lasted them until Tesvav Benisan, the next month. And Rashi asks another kasha on this pasuk. How can the pasuk say that the Yidden ate man for 40 years in the Midbar? There seems to be missing 30 days from this cheshbon, because the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim on Tesvav Benisan, and they ate the food that was in their hand until Tesvav Be'ir, when they ran out of the food, and on Tes Zion Be'ir, the man came down. So the man started on Tes Zion Be'ir. If the man ended 40 years later on Tesvav Nisan, it is 30 days less than 40 years. And Rashi explains that since the food that they took out of Mitzrayim tasted like man, therefore it had a din man, and it was as if the man lasted a complete 40 years. So Rashi is really saying on both ends, it really wasn't complete. On one hand, in order to get 40 years, we have to count the food that they took out of Mitzrayim that tasted like man. And also on the other end, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, we have to count that even though the man didn't actually fall, but they ate the man that was in their hands until Tes Vav Benisan in the 40th year. And the pasuk continues, V'ha'oimer, and how much is an oimer? Asiris ha'efahu. The size of the man which was an oimer is a tenth of an efa, which comes out, as Rashi explains, to 43 and a fifth bayim, 43 and a fifth sizes of an egg, which is also the size for challah. When one bakes bread and he is baking the amount of dough of 43 and a fifth bayim, the shear of an omer, then he is mechuyev to separate challah. And also the menachos were asiris ha'efa, a tenth of an efa, the size of an omer, 43 and a fifth bayim. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Rashi says, Pasuk Aleph, Bachamisha Osa Yoim, on the 15th day, Nisparish Hayoim Shel Chaniyazu. Over here, the Pasuk explains the date of this encampment, Nafisha Boy Bayoim Kol Sacharor, because on that day is when the food ended, Shoitziu Mimitzrayim. The food that they took out of Mitzrayim was finished, Behutzruchu Laman, and they needed man. Lamadnu, this teaches us, She'och l'mishiyori ha-botzeg, they ate from the leftover dough that they took out of Mitzrayim, shishim ba'achas se'udos, 61 se'udos. Because they ate the leftover bread for 16 days in Nisan and 15 days in Iyar, which is 31 days, and if you have 2 se'udos a day, would it be equal to 62 meals, minus the first meal which they ate in Mitzrayim on the 15th night. Therefore, you end up with 61 meals. The Yorad Lohem Mon Betes Zayin Be'ir, and the Mon came down on the 16th day of the year, the next day. V'yom Aleph B'Shabbos Hoya, and it was on a Sunday, Kide Isa V'Mesechta Shabbos, like is explained in Mesechta Shabbos. Sifsei Chachamim asks that if the day the Mon came down was on Sunday, Tes Zayin Be'ir, that means Tes Vav Be'ir was on Shabbos. And the Pasuk says that they came to Midbar Sin on the 15th day, which was Shabbos. The question is, how were they able to travel and go out of the Tchum on Shabbos, which was the 15th day? And he answers that it could be that most of their traveling was done on Friday, the day before. And the Pasuk is just saying that they arrived on the 15th day on Shabbos, but they did not actually leave the Tchum on Shabbos. Zog Rashi Vayte, Vayiloinu, and the Yidden complained, Lefisha Kola Halechem, because the bread was finished. And they said, Mi Yitein Musenu, Halavai, that we would have died. Shenomos, that we will die. Ve'enu Shein Dovar, it is not a noun, K'moy Moisenu, our death. Elo, K'moy Asoisenu, Chanoisenu, Shuvenu, which means, Asoisenu means, Lases Anachnu, that we should do. Chanoiseinu means Lachanois Anachnu, we should camp. And here also in our pasuk, Museinu means Lomus Anachnu, that we should die. Vitagumoi, and the Targum says Levai the Misna, the same way, Halavai, that we should die. Kemoi Lumasnu, it has the same meaning as Lumasnu when it says Lumasnu in other places, Halavai, that we would die. Halavai Vainu Mesim, Halavai, that we would be dead people. And Rashi really says something similar to this earlier in the Parsha, in Perik Yudalit, Pasuk Yudbeis, on the words Mimusenu Bamidbar, Ayin Shom. And the pasuk continues that Hashem said, "I will rain bread from the heavens, and you should collect it dvar yom b'yomai. Tzorech achilas yom, what was needed for that day, yilkatu b'yomai. You should collect it in that day. V'lo yilkatu hayom l'tzorech mochar. Do not collect today for tomorrow. Laman anasenu, in order that I will test them. Hayelech b'sayrosi, will they go in my laws? Im yishmeru mitzvos hatluyos boy, if they will watch the mitzvos that are dependent on the month." First of all, during the week they should not leave over any mon, and secondly, they should not go out on Shabbos to collect the mon. And it will come on Friday, it will be double, for today, Friday, and for tomorrow, Shabbos. Mishneh, it will be double from the amount that they gathered every day, of the rest of the week. And I say, Asher Yaviu, it says that when they bring it home, Mahaya Mishneh, it will be double. Ach, Asher Yaviu, after they bring it into their houses, Yimtzu Mishneh b'medida al Asher Yilkatu v'yamaydu yom yom. They will find, once they brought it into their houses, that it is double than the amount that they gathered every single day. V'zehu Laktu Lecha Mishneh. That's why it says in the pasuk further, Laktu Lecha Mishneh. What they took was already Lecha Mishneh. Bilikitasei hoyanimsa Lecha Mishneh. After they took it, they found it to be double. V'zehu alkein hu noisin lochem lechem b'yom hashishi lechem yomayim. And that is pshat in the pasuk when it says, alkein, therefore he was giving you on the sixth day lechem yomayim, noisim lechem brocha, babayis, it means he is giving you a blessing in your house, l'malis ha'omer pamayim lelechem yomayim, to fill up the omer, to double, for bread for 2 days. Rashi is stressing from the Lashon HaPasuk that it does not mean that they went out on Friday and collected double the amount, but rather, they went out and collected the normal amount. And when they came home, they found it to be double. And Moshe and Aharon told the Bnei Yisrael, Erev k'moy li'erev, at night, at evening. Vidatem, you will know ki Hashem hoitzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. You will know that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. Lefi she'amartem lanu, since the Bnei Yisrael, you the Bnei Yisrael told us, ki hoitzeisem oisonu, you said in the pasuk before, in Pasuk Gimel, you complained and said, ki hoitzeisem oisonu, you Moshe and Aharon took us out, teidu, you should know, ki lo anachnu hamoitzim, it is not us who are the ones taking you out of Mitzrayim, ela Hashem hoitzi eschem, Hashem is the one who took you out of Mitzrayim, sheyegis lochem es haslov, who will now cause the slav, the birds, to fly to you. In the morning, you will see the honor of Hashem. This covet is not the covet referred to in Pasuk Yud, that the covet Hashem, the Amar Onon, will come. Elo, only kach omer lehem. This is what Moshe told them. Erev, in the evening, vidatem, you will know ki acholus biyodoi litin ta'avaschem. Hashem has the capability to give you your desires. Ubaso yitain, and he will give you meat. Achloi b'ponim me'iros, not with a radiant face, yitnen lachem, he will give to you. Kishaloi kohagin sha'altem, I say. You asked it improperly. Umikeres malaya, and with a full stomach. Why? Because you have plenty of animals. Ma'lechem sha'altem l'tzarech, but the bread that you asked, that you needed, b'yiridosai, when it will come down, l'boiker, in the morning, tiru es kivoit arponov, you will see the honor of his radiant face, sheyaridu lochem derechiba, he will bring it to you with love, b'boiker, in the morning, sheyeshois lachinoi, when there is plenty of time to prepare it, v'tal no malo, v'tal no mata, there will be dew on top and dew on bottom, kimunach b'kufsa, as if it was sitting in a box. Estunaisechem al Hashem, he heard the complaints al Hashem, kimoy asher al Hashem, that is on Hashem. V'nachnu mo, Moshe and Aharon said, "Ma anachnu chashuvim? In what way are we important? Kisalinu aleinu, that you should cause others to complain against us. Shetarimu aleinu es hakoil, that you will cause everybody to complain against us. Es b'neichem, your children, uneshechem, your wives, ubenoisechem, your daughters, ve'erev rav, and ve'erev rav." This lashon is very shver in Rashi that he says the erev rav. We always know the erev rav as being the instigators of the fights, not the ones who were pulled into the fight by somebody else. Here the pasuk is saying, why are you causing others to complain against us? You are causing others. Who are the others? Fine, your children, your wife. But to say that the erev rav are the ones that were pulled into the fight through your arguments is not typical, because usually the erev rav were the ones that started it. Ve'al-karchi, and without choice, ani zokuk lefarish, I must explain the word salinu, b'loshen taf'ilu, in the loshen of taf'ilu, which means to cause others to complain, b'pnei degushasai, because it has a dagesh, a dot in the lamed, ukriyasai, and the way it is pronounced, she'ilu hayarafe, if it would be rafe, without a dagesh, ha'isi mefarish, b'loshen tif'alu, then I would explain it, b'loshen tif'alu, which means that you complain, k'moi v'yolon ha'om al Moshe, the om complained about Moshe. So we would not say it means you are causing others to complain, but rather, and you complained. Oy, im hayadagush, let's say it did have a dot, ve'im bayud, but there would be no yud in it. It would not be pronounced salinu, but rather v'nikra siloinu. Then I would explain it means that you became complainers upon us. But now that it has a yud and a dagesh, it means you are causing others to complain. Just like we find this lashon by the meraglim, they caused the whole Eda to complain, which means the person who is complaining is causing others to complain. Basar lechol, the basar is only to eat. V'loy l'soiva, not for satisfaction. Lamda Torah derech eretz, the Torah teaches us derech eretz. She'ein oichlim basar l'soiva, one shall not eat basar for satisfaction, but rather only to eat. V'ayin Rashi, Parshas Achrei Mois, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Divrei Hamaschil Asher Yatzud, where there also he says a similar point that basar is lechol. So Rashi weiter, Umar ro lahurid lechem baboiker. Why did Hashem see to give the bread in the morning, ubasar ba'erev, and the meat in the evening? The fish alechem shalu kahigin. Since bread, they asked properly. She'ia shaloy la'adam b'loy lechem. A person cannot survive without bread. Avobasar shalu shaloy kahigin. But basar, they asked improperly. Sheharba behemis hayolahem. Firstly, they had many animals. It is possible for a person to live without meat. Therefore, he gave them the meat at a time that is inconvenient. Because they asked shalai kahagin. Asher atem malinim. Olov, Sakrashi, same thing as he said before on the word salinu. Malina means esacherim. You are causing others to complain. Hashemim eschem mislainim. The ones who hear you complaining will also complain now. Kirvu, they should come close. Lamakam sha'onon yorin, to the place where the onon came down. Haslav, the slav will come down in the evening. Min ha'oif v'shamin ma'oin. Slav is a type of a bird that is very fatty. In English, they call it a quail. Zakrashi hoisa shichvas hatal, there was a layer of dew. Hatal shoichev al amon, the tal was lying on top of the mon. Uvamokam achiroimer, but in another place it says uvaredes hatal. When the tal came down, the mon came on top of it. Hatal yorid al oritz, the tal went down on the earth. Vamon yorid olov, and the mon was on top of it. And the choizer v'yorid tal olov, then dew went on top of the mon. So it comes out, it was as if it was sitting in a box. There was a layer of dew on bottom and a layer of dew on top. Our pasuk is referring to the dew on top, and the pasuk in Bamidbar is referring to the dew on bottom. Batal shichvas atal, when the layer of tal came up, you were able to see the mon. Kishacham azay rachas, when the sun shone, oyle hatal sha'al hamon. The tal that was on top of the mon went up likras hachamo, towards the sun. Just like all do in the morning, goes up toward the sun. And Rashi says an interesting experiment. Af im temale shveferes shaldeya, even if one will fill up an eggshell, tal, with dew, v'tistam espira, and close the opening very, very well, v'tanichena v'tanicha bechama, and then put this shell, this eggshell, filled with dew in the sun, he oyle me'eleha ba'avir. Rashi says it will float in the air by itself. Rabbi Seinu Darshu Shatal Oyla Mina Oretz, that the tal over here was coming from the ground, ba'avir, into the air. Rashi is explaining that over here there was a reverse in the way things went. Usually, bread and grain come from the ground, and dew comes from the sky. Over here, Rashi is explaining that the bread came from the sky, Hinani Mamti Lochem Lechem Min Hashomayim, and the dew came from the bottom, it came from the earth. Like the Pasuk says, Vatal Shechvas Atal, the dew came up from the bottom. Shatal Oilem Min Ha'oriz Ba'avir, the dew came up from the earth into the air. Ukaloi Shechvas Atal, and when the tal went up, Niskala Haman, the man was revealed. Ve'ra'u, and they saw, Vihine Alpanei Midbar, behold, on the face of the midbar was something dak, davar dak, something thin, mechuspas. Megula was revealed. There is no other word in the pasuk anywhere that mechuspas means, that we have a word of mechuspas, which means revealed. V'yesh loymar, mechuspas lashon chafisa udluskama. It means a type of a box or container. Shebelashon Mishnah, that we find in the lashon Mishnah, chafisa udluskama. Kishin is gala mishichvas atal, when it was revealed from the layer of dew that was on top of it, ra'u they saw, shehayadavar dak mechuspas b'soichai, that there was something thin, boxed in inside of it, b'shtei shichvas atal, between the two layers of dew. The ungulus tergum mekalif, it means peeled off, loshin machsev halavon, just like in Parshas Vayetze, on the pasuk machsev halavon, it means that the lavon, the white, was peeled away from the sticks. Here also, it means that it was mechuspas, the man was peeled away from the dew. So we have three pshatim in the word mechuspas: revealed, boxed in, and peeled away. Kfar, like ice. Kfar is glida belaz. It means glida. In modern Hebrew, glida means ice cream. So here also, kfar is ice. And Rashi continues with the pirush of Targum, Dadak Kigir. Targum says it was thin like gear, Ke'avne gear, like gear stones. Human seva shachar, it is a type of a black dye. Kinamrinon gabi kisui hadam, like we find by kisui hadam covering the blood. Hagir v'harzarnach. Over there it mentions also gear and zarnach, and gear is a type of a stone. Dadak Kigir Kiglida alara. Targum says Dadak Kigir, thin like gear stone, kiglida al ara, dak hayik kigir. It was thin like gear stones, v'shoychev muglad, and it was lying hardened, kikerach al haoretz, like ice on the ground. That is the pshat according to Targum. So Rashi v'chein pirushoy, and so is the explanation if you do not go with Targum. Dak kakfar, thin kakfar, shatuach kolosh umechubar kiglid. It was spread out and attached like ice on the ground. And what does dak mean? Timbish belaz? Shoye maglid gelad dak milmalo. There was a thin icing and covering on top of the mon. So according to Rashi, means dak means there was a thin covering. Kakfar spread out like ice on the ground. Uki gear shetirgum unkelis. And the word gear that Targum adds when he says it was thin like gear. Tesefesi aloshen hoivris. It is an addition to the Hebrew words in the pasuk, the ein lo teva b'pasuk. There is no actual word in the pasuk that means gear. Targum just adds when it says dak thin, it was thin like gear. So Rashi vayter pasuk tesvav manhu hachonas mazenhu. It is only a preparation for food. K'moy vayeman lohem hamelech, the king prepared for them. They thought it was not actually something that could satisfy them. They did not know what it was, that to call it by its name. Oimer Shemida. Oimer is a certain measurement. According to the number of people in his tent, tikhu oimer l'chol gugailas. One should take an oimer for every body. Hamarbe v'hamamit. There were those that took a lot of mon. And some took only a little bit. And when they came to their house, and they measured the size of an oimer, each person what he took, that the one who took more did not have more than an oimer for every person in his tent. Ba'amamit l'lkoit, and the one who took less, le'motza chosar me'oimer, he did not find less than oimer, la'golgoyles, for each person. This was a tremendous miracle that happened to them. They did not have to take exact. Any amount that they took ended up being a oimer. Vayosiru anoshim. Who were the anoshim that left over to the next day? Doson and Avira. Vayorim toiloim, loshin rimo. It became wormy. Vayivash, and it smelled. Hareze mikra hafuch. This pasuk is backwards. Shebetchilo hivish, because in the beginning it smelled. Ulebesayif islia, and then first it became wormy. Keinyan shenema, like the pasuk says, v'loy hivish, v'rima loy hoisaboy. Later on it says that when they left it over from Friday night to Shabbos, it did not become smelly and did not become wormy, and that is the correct order. V'chein derech kol hamasliim, and so is the way of anything that becomes wormy, that it smells first. V'cham hashemesh v'nomos. The sun heated up and melted the mun. Hanisha basadeh, referring to the mun that was left in the fields. Nimuach, it became melted. Venas in the cholim, and rivers of mun came from it. Veshoisim mimenu ayolim utzvoim, and deer and gazelles drank from this melted mun. Veumas ha'olim tzad mehem, and the goyim would capture these deer and gazelles. Vetoyim mebahem tamun, and when they ate the deer and the gazelles, it tasted like mun. The Yodim Mashvachon Shel Yisrael, and the Goyim knew the praise of Klal Yisrael, how great they were to have such food in the Midbar. On the word Namas, Targum says Pashar. What does that mean? Lashon Poshrin. It means lukewarm water, because when it melted, it became like lukewarm water. Al Yedei HaShemesh, through the sun, Mischamim Umafshir, the mun heated up and melted and became lukewarm water. Menomos, Vidugmasa B'Sanhedrin, B'Saif Dalad Mises. We find a similar word in Mesech the Sanhedrin, in Perik Dalad Mises. Lakdu Lecha Mishnah. What they took on Shabbos, on Friday, was double. When they measured what they took, in the tents, then they found that it was double. Two oimer per person. The Medrash Agoda explains lechem mishneh means lechem mishune. The lechem was different. Mishune oisayoyim. It was different on that day. Nishtane l'shvach. It was the mun on Shabbos changed for the better. Berechai v'tamoy, in its smell and in its taste. The diak of Rashi over here is because it says already shnei ha'omer lo echad. This pasuk says there was two oimer per person. So why does it say lechem mishneh, that it was lechem double? And the answer is because it was lechem mishune, lechem that was better than and tastier than the mun of the rest of the week. So Rashi vaiter vayagidu l'Moshe, and the Nesiim came and told Moshe she'aluhu mahayoyim yomayim. They asked him, why is today different that we got double, and why is it different than yesterday? Umikan yeshlumoid, and from here we can see she'adayim lohigid lohem Moshe parsha Shabbos, that Moshe did not relate to Klal Yisrael the parsha of Shabbos, that on Friday the mun would come down in double amounts. Shenistava loymer lohem, he did not tell them Shabbos that he was commanded to tell them. Like the pasuk says earlier, v'hoya b'yom ha'shishi, it will be on Friday, v'echinu, and they will prepare, and they will see it's double. At sheshalu ezois, he did not tell them until they actually asked. Amalahem. On that Moshe said, hu ha'shadibre Hashem, this is what Hashem had already commanded me, shenitzdavesi lo melachem, that he commanded me to tell you earlier. U'lekach unshu ha'kosu, and that is why the pasuk further punishes Moshe. Sha'omar loy, where Hashem says to him, ad ono me'an tem, until when will you refuse not to listen to me? He did not take Moshe out of this klal. He included him in the admonishment because he did not tell the Yidden the parsha of Shabbos right away. And he says, Eish asher toifu eifu, whatever you shall bake, bake. Masha atam roitzim, lefois betan, or anything you want to bake in an oven, afu hayoim, bake today. Hakoy l'shnei yomim, everything will be for 2 days. Umasha atam shrichim levashol mimenu b'mayim, and whatever you want to cook in water, bashlu hayoim, cook today also for 2 days. Lashon afia noifal b'lechem, v'lashon bishul b'tavshol. The difference between afia is on baked items, and bishul means when you cook something in water. Limishmeres, and you will leave it over till the next day. Legniza, as a safekeeping. Vayomer Moshe echlu hayoyim. Shachris, in the morning, shehoyu regilim lotzeis, when they used to go out to get the mon velukoid and gather it, ba'u lishoil, At that time, on Shabbos morning, they came to ask Moshe, Im Netze, should we go out of Lav or not? As we explained already in the name of the Mizrahi, that the reason why they thought that they might have to go out now is because maybe the bread, the mun, that was to be left over from Friday night to Shabbos is only the ones that were cooked and baked. As opposed to if we want to eat raw mun in the natural state, then we have to go out and get it. On that, Moshe answered, Amalehem es shebietchem achlu. Eat what is in your hands. Do not go out. Lo erev in the evening. Chazlu lefano. They returned before him. Mishoalu, and they asked him, Mahu lotzeis, what's the din? Should we go out now? As Maskela David explains, that they thought maybe they should go out because of the Suda Shlishis. Amalehem, that he answered them, Shabbos hayoim. Today is Shabbos. Ro oisam doyagim. So Moshe saw them worrying, Shema posek hamon v'lo yerid oid. Maybe the mun stopped and will not come down anymore. Amar lahem, Moshe said to them, Hayoim loisim sa'uhu. Today you will not find it. Ma tam loimer hayoim. Why does the posek say hayoim? Hayoim loisim sa'uhu avol mochar tim sa'uhu. Today you won't find mun on Shabbos, but tomorrow it will come back again. V'yoim ha'shvi Shabbos. On the seventh day is Shabbos. Shabbos who? The seventh day is Shabbos. Hamon lo yiyaboy. The mon will not be on that day. Rashi is explaining, don't think that to read the pasuk uvayom hashvi Shabbos lo yiyaboy, on the seventh day there won't be Shabbos. No, the correct way to read the pasuk is uvayom hashvi Shabbos. Who? On the seventh day it is Shabbos. Lo yiyaboy, there will not be any mon. And the pasuk is only coming to include that there will not be mun on Yom Kippur and on Yomim Tovim. Ad Mosai Me Antem, till when will you refuse? You is including Moshe and Aharon. Rashi is bothered, why were Moshe and Aharon included in this admonishment if it was only Dasan and Aviram that went out on Shabbos? So Rashi answered earlier, because Moshe did not tell Klal Yisrael the Tzivoy of Shabbos that they will get double on Friday, and that's why he was included. Here, Rashi says another pshat. Mashal Hedjid, it is a common proverb, who? Bahadi Hutza Lucky Karba. Together, when one wants to pull out thorns from his garden, Lucky Karba, he also pulls out some of the cabbage. Al Yidei HaRishoyim Misganin HaKsherim. Through the Rishoyim getting punished, the Ksherim also get punished. And the reason for this is because although Moshe and Aharon as individuals did not do anything wrong, but Hashem also looks at Klal Yisrael as a Klal, as a whole assembly together. And therefore, even if some of them, the Risharim, do something wrong, Bahadi Hutza, Lucky Karba, the others, the Ksherim, also get pulled into the Avera of the Yechidim. And Hashem said, Ru'u, Zagrashi, see, Be'inechem, with your own eyes, Ki Hashem b'chvoydei mazer eschem al Shabbos, that Hashem in His honor is warning you about the Shabbos. Shari neis nase b'koil erev Shabbos, because a miracle happens on every erev Shabbos. Lo seis lochem lechem yoymoyim, to give you lechem that is double. So you see with your own eyes that Hashem is telling you not to go out on Shabbos. Shivu ish tachtov, zograshi mikan samchu chachamim. From here, the chachamim relied on this halacha of dalet amis, that a person has an extra four amis liyotze tchutz l'tchum, for somebody that leaves the tchum, the 2,000 amis that he's allowed to walk on Shabbos. If he leaves the tchum, he still has an extra four amis, and that we learn out from the pasuk shivu ish tachtov. Each person has the area under him. Gimel legufay, three amis is for his body. The echad lepishud yodayim v'raglayim, and an extra ama to stretch out his arms and legs. Al yetze ish mimekaymo. Elu alpayim amas shel tchum Shabbos. These are referring to the 2,000 amas that a person is allowed to walk on Shabbos, the boundaries of Shabbos. V'lo b'mefurish. This is not an explicit halacha in the Torah. She'ein tchumen ela midivei sofrim. Because the laws of tchumen, the boundaries of where a person is allowed to walk on Shabbos, is only a din midirabbanon. So therefore it can only be a hint that the pasuk is telling us concerning tchumen. The ikra shel mikra, and the main pshat in the pasuk alik tehamon nemar, it is referring to the people that take the mun, that they should not leave their area to go out to collect mun on Shabbos. The hu kezera gad lavan, the mun was kezera gad lavan. What is zera gad? Esef sheshmai kulandri. It is a type of a grass that is called kulandri. V'zera shalei ogol, and its seed is round. V'einoi lovon, its seed is not white. V'amon hoya lovon, but the mon was white. V'einoi nimshal zera gad, the pasuk is only comparing it to a god seed. El le'in ha'igol, only to tell you that it was round. Kizera gad hoya, it was kizera gad in its roundness. V'hu lovon, but it was white. The mon was white and round. Kitzapiches bidvash, it tasted like tzapiches bidvash. Batzeg shemetagdin oisa bidvash, dough that is fried in honey. V'karen lo iskiritan, it is called iskiritan. B'lashon Mishnah in the Lashon Mishnah. V'hu tirgum shel okulis, and if you look at Targum Okulis, he also says on the word tzapiches bidvash, he says ki iskiritavon bidvash. Limishmeres, you will take this mon and put it for future generations, l'mishmeres, as a safekeeping, l'gniza. And Maskil David asks, why is Rashi telling this to us again? He had already stated earlier that the mon will be l'mishmeres, and Rashi said over there, what does mishmeres mean, l'gniza? If you look back at Pasuk Chaf Gimel, he says l'mishmeres l'gniza. So why does he say it again over here in Pasuk Lamed Beis, l'mishmeres l'gniza? And the Maskil David answers that there is a difference between the two psukim. Over there, Rashi is telling us that l'mishmeres means a l'gniza, a safekeeping, when it is overnight. Because over there, the pasuk is referring to leaving the mun overnight from Friday night till Shabbos morning. So therefore, Rashi is saying that overnight is called l'mishmeres. It's considered a safekeeping, a gniza, overnight. But over here, the pasuk is saying something that is put away l'dayrois. And on this, Rashi says that also something put away l'dayrois is also considered l'gniza, a safekeeping. L'dayrois seichem, for your generations. Bimei Yirmiyahu, in the days of Yirmiyahu, kishahaya Yirmiyahu mechicham, when Yirmiyahu was admonishing Klal Yisrael, lama einatem oiskim b'Torah, why aren't you being busy and learning Torah? Behem oimrim, and Klal Yisrael answered, naniach milachteinu v'nasek b'Torah, shall we leave our work and learn Torah? Mehechen espanes, who's going to support us? Hoitzi lohem tzintzenes hamon, so Yirmiyahu took out for them the jug of mon. Omar lohem, and he said to them, Atem re'u, you shall see Devar Hashem, the word of Hashem. Shimu lo'inemar, Yirmiyahu did not say, hear the word of Hashem. El re'u, see the word of Hashem. Bezen espanesu avoseichem, with this, what he was showing them, the jug of mun, our forefathers were fed in the midbar. Harbish luchim yesh loy la'mokim, there are many messengers that Hashem has, lehochin mozoin li'reyav, to prepare food for the ones who fear him. So therefore, that's why Hashem told Moshe to store it, l'gniza, for generations, in order that future generations should see how Hashem can feed somebody even in a desert. Zagrashi tzinsenes, tzleiches shel cheres. It means a jug made of earthenware, kitargumai, like Targum says. V'hanach oisoi lefnei Hashem, and place it before Hashem, lefnei ha'oren. It means put the mun before the oren. V'loi nema mikrozeh, and this pasuk was not stated, ad shenivne oil moyed, until the oil moyed, the Mishkan, was built. Elo shenichtav kan beparshas hamon. It is inserted here in the parshas hamon because we're talking about the mun here. But it was not really said until later when the Mishkan was built. And the puzzle continues that the mun was eaten for 40 years. Frekt Rashi v'haloi chosar lamidjoim. Is the cheshbon not missing 30 days? Shaharei betesvav be'ir yorad lehem hamon. After the 15th day of Iyar, which is the 16th day of Iyar, the mun came down tchila for the first time. Uvetesva b'Nisan Pasak, and on the 15th day of Nisan, the mon ended. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Vayishpois Hamon Mimachros, and the mon ended the day after they brought the carbon Pesach. So how can the pasuk say that the mon came down for 40 years if it started Iyar and ended in Nisan? 30 days are missing. Elo Zakrashi Magid Shaugo Shaitsio Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim, the cakes that they took out of Mitzrayim, the food that they took out of Mitzrayim, Ta'amu Bahem Tam Mun. It had a taste of mun, and therefore, since it tasted like mun, it had a din as if it was mun itself, and we can consider the mun being eaten for a complete 40 years. And they ate the mun till they came El Eretz Noshavis, La'achar She'ovruis HaYarden. This is referring to the time after they went over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael itself. She'oisa She'be'eva HaYarden Yushavis V'tayva. The land on the other side of the Yarden, which is Eretz Yisrael, is a settled and good land. She'nemar, like it says in the Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, I will go over and I will see Etz Ha'oretz HaToiva, the good land. So we see Eretz Yisrael is called the good land. Asher Be'eva HaYarden, that is on the other side, the west side of the Yarden. The Targum Shel Neshaves Yosvasa. The Targum of Neshaves is Yosvasa, which means Miusheves, settled. El Ketzei Eretz Canaan, they ate them until they came to the edge of the land of Canaan. B'tchilas HaKvol, at the beginning of the border, Koidim She'avris HaYarden. This is referring to the time before they came over the Yarden. V'hu Arvis Moyav, that was in Arvis Moyav. Nimtzu Makechishim Zeseh, it comes out that these two psukim are contradictory to each other, because in the beginning of the pasuk it says they ate them on ad boyom el eretz neishavis, which is referring to Eretz Yisrael, and here it says el ksei eretz Canaan, which is referring to Arvis Moyav. Zok Rashi Elo only ba'arvis Moyav kishemes Moshe, in Arvis Moyav when Moshe died b'zayin ba'adar, on the date of Zayin Adar pasuk hamon mileirid, that is when the mon actually stopped falling from the sky. And they were able to eat and be satisfied with the man that was collected on that day, Zayin Adar, Achikrivu Oimer B'Shisha Asar B'Nisan, until they brought the carbon Oimer on the 16th day of Nisan when they were in Eretz Yisrael. Shenema, like the pasuk says, Vayechlu Me'avu Ha'aretz, and they first started eating from the produce of Eretz Yisrael, Mimachras HaPesach, the day after they ate the carbon Pesach. So we see that the man that they had in their hands from Zayin Adar lasted until the day after they brought the Korban Pesach, until the 16th day of Nisan. Zagrashi Asiris Ha'efa, the man was 1/10 of an Efa. Ha'efa Shalosh Sa'in. An Efa is equivalent to 3 Sa. The Hasa Vav Kavan. And a Sa is equal to 6 Kavan, making an Efa 18 Kav. Ba'kav dalad lugin, and a kav is equal to 4 lugin, making 72 lug to 1 efa. Ve'halug shisha bayim, and a lug is equivalent to 6 bayim, making 432 baya to 1 efa. Nimsa, it comes out, asiris ha'efa, if you take 1/10 of an efa, or 1/10 of 432 eggs, it comes out, mem gimel bayim v'chaymish baya. 1/10 of an efa, 1/10 of 432 eggs, is 43 1/5 eggs. V'hu shir l'chala u'l'menachos. And this amount, 1/10 of an efa, an oimer, is the shir for chala and menachos. When one bakes dough, and he bakes the amount of an oimer, the amount of 43 1/5 bayim, then he must separate chala. And menachos also, when a person bought a carbon mincha, the shir, the amount was Asiris ha'efa, 1/10 of an efa, 43 1/5 eggs. That amount was the size of a mincha when it was brought in the time of the Mishkan. Maril Diskin asks, why does the pasuk over here say the ha'omer asiris ha'efa? The ha'omer was 1/10 of an efa. Why is it mentioned first at the end of the parsha? Why didn't it say it earlier in pasuk Tezayin when it says omer la golgoles the first time? It should have said over there, how much is an omer? An omer is 1/10 of an efa. And the answer is, the reason why it says it over here is to connect it to the pasuk before. Because the pasuk before says that they ate the mon at boyam el kasei eretz Canaan, until they came to the edge of the land of Canaan, meaning Arvis Moyav. As Rashi explains, the mon that came down on Zayin Adar when Moshe died lasted until Tesvav Benisan. So Maril Diskin explains that the pasuk is coming to tell us that this mon that fell on Zayin Adar was only 1/10 of an efa, and such a small amount was able to last over a month's time until Tesvav B'Nisan. That is why the pasuk says it at this point.